This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
All righty, we back. We take you, of course, till I have no idea. I don't know. We'll go as far as we can here on the program. I'm seeing some stuff here from some of you from the Miami Herald. Is this true that they're going to keep gyms? A mayor has reversed course, will allow gyms to stay open as COVID-19 cases rise. Tell you, brother. Wow.
Did an envelope show up to the mayor's office?
I don't know, bro. I'm just, you know, and some of these people have him on, and all they do is kiss his ass, and they don't ask him any tough questions whatsoever. So all they do is lob softballs to him.
Was he not at one of the restaurants like back a few weeks ago, right?
No, that was the city mayor.
City mayor.
The city mayor. This is the county mayor.
Right.
Jimenez. So it's different. But either way, it's just... Wow. You know, you're going to allow gyms to stay open while COVID-19 is all over the place. A gym. Wow. Man, I guess they're just fine with people getting sick and dying and all of that, man. You know? Wow. Anyway. All right, 786-322 1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to me on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always. We told you about tomorrow, Inter Miami takes the pitch as they take on Orlando City to open up the tournament, right? The team in Dallas, remember, there are three states that have been complete morons in all of this. We're one in Florida, the other one is Texas, and the other one's Arizona. So, one of the teams in one of those three states, FC Dallas, is completely out of the tournament. They had 10 players test positive and a coach. I mean, that's a lot, okay? 10 players and a coach test positive, and who knows how much that led to other people getting sick in the process. But now I don't know how the tournament is going to adjust and all that. I'm sure they have to now because obviously one of the groups lost a team. But to get that many players sick and then your team has to drop out. Now, remember, it's just a tournament. So by the end of the month, they all should be recovered. And they all should be testing negative. And then they could restart with everybody else. But remember, you know, as much as I work, you know, with the MLS and work with Inter, I have to be honest, I am concerned once they leave the bubble. You know, all these teams that are getting in the bubble, if you get them tested and they're clean and they're negative, then you're not going to have any more trouble in the bubble. Because it's already proven that they're not associating with the employees anyway. So the Disney employees. So it's not an issue. They never meet with them. They never are associating with them. They're completely away from everybody. They're just with themselves. And if everybody's clean, you're good. Nobody's going to get sick. But the second the MLS leaves the bubble, you now everybody is at their own, you know, at their own vices. And young people, you know how it is. They got to go out. They got to have fun. They think life is over if they don't have any fun. So that's where I worry about the MLS, just like college football, forget about it. But the NFL is the other one that I worry about too. You know, hockey and basketball, they're going to keep their sports in a bubble. They have a shot at finishing their entire season with no problems. I mean, with some issues, but not the major issues. Football, soccer, and baseball are going to struggle without a bubble. And that's where, I mean, you know, look at Carlos Vela. He's out for L.A. on the tournament. His wife is pregnant, which is all understandable. Okay? But that hurts LAFC now. You know? And they do have, I forgot the kid's name that they signed, that they gave him a lot of money, and he's kind of underperformed. Now he gets elevated. I'm brain farting now. But he will get the opportunity now with LA. And that let me tell you, that the Vela thing could end up becoming a positive for them. Because, forgetting the guy's name, but if he comes back and he plays at a high level, Vela's going to be Vela. He's still going to be a stud no matter what. Now you've got an even more dangerous team coming back. So that might end up becoming a positive, actually, for L.A. Cookie Vice giving us some love on the Super Chat. Thank you, my brother.
I know that, dude.
Where'd you get this?
Super Chat.
Oh, gnarly.
Awesome. Totally awesome.
All right, good stuff there. Appreciate it, as always.
Got an idea.
A little love. He says, thank you, Big O, for being honest and telling people the truth, even if they choose to look the other way. Yeah, you know, that's it.
The Dallas team could go back to Texas and the other half can get the COVID.
Right.
The ones that are missing.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's 10 players, dude. That wipes out your team. That's what I'm afraid of with football.
How many are on a roster?
20.
20? That's what I thought. Yeah. So the other half and the coaches that are missing.
Yeah,
but
you might be on those 10, you might be missing all your forwards. So it doesn't matter what the other 10 are. Or how about if all, you know, your two top goaltenders went out.
Your defensemen.
Whatever.
It's gonna be in front of your goalie.
And that's going to happen in football. That's going to happen in football because there's going to be an entire room that gets it. The receivers room, the QB room, the offensive line room, the defensive linemen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's crazy. This is scary stuff that we're going through here, all of us, and having to deal with this thing. 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also email me at Orlando@BigOradioShow. So 786-322-1105 on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. On email, Orlando@BigOradioShow. Of course, on Twitter, @BigOShow. Many ways to reach out to the program and give us your opinion on what's going on. The other thing I saw, just to have a little fun, and I don't know if some of you are aware of this, but how many of you out there, men, single, own cats? I'm just wondering. Are anybody right now on the chat board, are you a male, single, and you own a cat? Just want to know. Any of you out there that fall in line with that? Why? Because when women are looking for romance on dating apps and perceive are less likely to swipe if the potential suitor is holding a cat. That's right. Study carried out by scientists at the College of Veterinarian Medicine and Biomedical Sciences at Colorado State University found that profile photos of men holding cats were seen as less dateable and less masculine by women. Men who held a confident pose and appeared alone in their profile pic were more likely to attract women, the survey found. Straight women ages 18 to 24 living in the U.S. were asked to rate the man posing with or without a cat on his lap. Photos of two men, both in their early 20s, were shown to the group. Both prospective dates had darker hair, wore a blue button-down shirt, and were photographed against a white background while posing with and without the same tabby cat. After the pictures were displayed, they rated the men on attributes including perceived personality, masculinity, dateability, and whether they would consider going out with the person for a short or long-term relationship. The study found that women perceived the man holding the cat as less masculine and ultimately less dateable. The women also scored the cat lover higher. It's crazy to think that from you holding a cat, you're going to be neurotic. So, So you're going to be in neuroticism. Which forms of parts of the five big personality traits? Those who rate highly on being neurotic are more likely to experience anxiety and fear, as well as frustration, envy, and low mood. Yet researchers found the addiction of the cat made the man appear more open and agreeable, while he was perceived as more socially confident and outgoing when pictured alone. The women were also asked if they would consider themselves a dog person or cat person, neither or both, which appeared to influence the choice. Participants who identified as dog lovers, neither or both, favored the picture of the man alone. Yet those who were a cat person opted for the additional feline friend. So if you're a man and you have a cat, women with cats are going to be more accepting of you. Now, we have also a perception as men of women who have cats too. Right? Like a lonely woman. It's weird, disconnected, you know, stuff like that. And it's not one. You got to have multiple cats. All right? You don't get that label with one cat. But if you have multiple cats, I just want to say, I haven't done any research. I'm not a scientist or anything like that. I'm just going to say, if you have multiple cats, no matter what age you are, obviously, if you're an older lady, that's you're really done. But if you're young and you have multiple cats, that's got to be a red flag. Not one. It's got to be multiple. Am I wrong there? Would you go out with a woman that has multiple cats? I don't know. I don't think I would.
I couldn't. I'm allergic to them.
Well, I know, but still, it's kind of weird that, you know, I kind of think of cat ladies. You know what I'm saying? What else do we have here? Dumb Santa says we flattened the curve. Sun Sentinel breaking. Florida is reporting a record-breaking positive test, 20.8% for new COVID-19 infections in a single day. It's DeSantis is... he's just a tool for the other guy. That's all. Herman Cueva says, that's just pussy stuff for me. LOL. Yeah, you're right. It's all pussy stuff. Super Boom Shack says, but it confirms the man likes pee. Yeah, you're probably right about that. Some do, at least. EM Dolphin fan, fins up, baby. Okay, that came out of like nowhere. That's why dogs are man's best friend. You're right. I'm a dog guy. I got four dogs at home. I got nothing. You know what? I don't have anything against cats. I've had a cat before. I've only had one cat in my past, and it was one that I found. So we kept it for a while, but it ran away, actually. Just like, you know, you can't keep a cat normally in the house. It's hard. They'll dart out or whatever. And this one darted out and never came back. I've never been really a cat guy. You know, that one I had, the one cat we had, it was out of sympathy and I felt bad for it. And like, well, the other day I told you guys, we had a cat in our house, in our yard. Somebody dropped off a little kitten and it was hiding in the bushes and we got it adopted by one of our friends. So that's cool. Now it's got a home. So it's actually awesome. And it was a beautiful cat, by the way. That was the other thing about that cat was beautiful. But I've always been a dog guy. I love dogs, man. I can't get enough of my dogs. I get home and it is some of the greatest therapy in the world. No matter how long of a day you have, they are always there to pick you up, man. Love dogs. Always been a dog person. Nothing against cats. It's just there's a connection with dogs that I've never had with a cat. You know, and they don't seem very personable. You know, they don't seem very lovable. I guess you've got to get lucky to find one that's really lovable, but they're so independent. You know what I mean? They can just, and I think, you know, I've kind of run into this with some cat owners. They kind of like the fact that they don't have to do a lot for the animal. Like a dog, you got to give it attention. Seriously. You know, dogs are, they have such a human quality to them. In the way that they can express themselves.
They have personality.
Yeah, no, they have feelings is what I mean. Yeah, they have personality, but they have feelings. You can hurt a dog's feelings. And you can see that you hurt a dog's feelings. Okay? That's how dogs, I mean, they are. Cats, you don't know what the hell they're thinking. You know what I mean? And so I think sometimes with cat owners, some, I'm not saying all, but I think they like to have a pet, but they don't need to pay attention too much to the pet, and that's perfect for a cat. But if you have a dog, the dog's going to come to you, going to want to hang out with you, going to want to be petted, all that stuff. And I pet all four of my dogs every day. I get home, I hang out with each of them, pet them, love them, give them hugs, give them kisses, all of them. But you don't have to do that with a cat. You know? You don't have to pet your cat in an entire month and everything's fine. Cat's just hanging out like, hey, dude, just give me my food and water and shut the hell up and just go away. I'll hang out in that corner over there.
Open the door. I want to go out.
That's it.
You know?
That's it. Here's a present. Kitty litter. Boom. Just for you. You know, that's kind of what you get from a cat. You know what I'm saying?
Did that make sense? Look how clear these skies are.
Yeah, but you're not.
On the to the west is a disaster. To the east, ocean, it's clear blue skies. If I'm guessing, the Ted Nugent talk would be because somebody mentioned cat scratch fever, correct?
Yeah, exactly. For sure. Definitely.
I did. I, even being allergic, I did take care of some friends' cats for like 2 months. They were in between places, and I had an extra room that had nothing in it. You know, it was just vacant. Right. And I said, yeah, you know, I'll take Caesar. And actually, being allergic, I took care of the cat for 2 months, man.
Nice. All right. Well, there you go. And for 2 months, you didn't get laid.
Oh, no, that the cat was in the room with the door closed. No, but the cat was cool. He'd scratch on the – he knew when he wanted to eat. Like, he'd walk with me to the kitchen. I'd grab the food. We'd walk back to the room. I'd wait like an hour or two. He'd scratch. I'd open the door. He'd walk to the front door, open the door. He'd go out.
That's a cool cat. A
couple hours later, he'd scratch. Yeah.
He communicates.
Caesar was like, you know, hey, just
– yo.
Facilitate the door opening, bro, and I got this.
Okay. Lisa – says, I got lucky, oh, I have a cat who thinks he's a dog named Divot. He's my best buddy in the whole world. 17 years, just me and him, and he has a personality like you could not imagine. LOL. See? But that's rare, Lisa. That's the thing. Those kind of cats, most cats just don't give a crap about you, and they just hang out. They may like you, and they may walk by and rub on your leg a little bit, but then they just disappear. They eat their food, and they just hang out, leave you a present in the cat litter, and they're gone. They're fine. You know what I mean? But a cat like that, Lisa, see, that's where it's cool. That's where it's cool. Now, for those of you that are worried a little bit about coronavirus, I think we all are concerned. All right? There are ways to battle it. I don't know if you guys know this, but a team of Canadian scientists believe they have found strains of cannabis that could help prevent treat coronavirus infections. That's right. Researchers from the University of Lethbridge say a study in April showed that at least 13 cannabis plants were high in CBD that appeared to affect the ACE2 pathways that the bug uses to access the body. We're totally stunned at first. Then we were really happy. Well, of course, the weed set in. You got high. Yeah, at first you were stunned, and then later you were high. You know, that's kind of what happened. I'm sorry. Anyway, the results printed in the online journal indicates hemp extracts high in CBD may help block proteins that provide a gateway for COVID-19. Smoke up, Johnny. Kovachuk's husband, Igor, suggested cannabis could reduce the virus entry points by up to 70%. Therefore, you have more of a chance to fight it. Our workforce have a huge influence. There aren't many drugs that can have the potential of reducing infections by 70 to 80%. While they stressed that more research was needed, the study gave hope that the cannabis is proven to modulate the enzymes and it may prove plausible strategy for decreasing disease susceptibility, as well as becoming useful and safe addition to the treatment of COVID-19 in an adjunct therapy. How about that? Smoke up the herb and you will not get COVID. It's a beautiful thing. You ready? You ready to light up the cannabis to hide the COVID? So that's all you got
to
do?
You know, if that's the case, man, I don't see why all of America isn't running out to the someplace to pop a bag.
To the, what's that called? The dispensaries.
Dispensaries. Thank you.
That's it. Dispensaries all over the country. That's what you got to do. You got to hit it, man.
They should be putting out big banners, right? We kill COVID or prevent COVID.
Why not? Why not, dude? So there you go. A little weed and you're fine. Did you guys see Pablo Sandoval? Pablo Sandoval looks like he looks like a retired offensive guard. Okay. This weekend, there was a picture of Pablo Sandoval taking grounders. First of all, I got to say this. I'm super impressed with Pablo Sandoval. Do you know why I'm super impressed with Pablo Sandoval? Because if you can still play baseball and you look like that, that's impressive, right? I mean, that's a retired guard. That's not an in-shape NFL guard. That's a retired NFL guard, okay? Understand that. There's a huge difference. Huge difference. Guards in the NFL are fat, but they look like they're in shape fat, right? Then there's out of shape fat. That you don't want to look like. That's what Pablo Sandoval looks like. Holy moly. Kung Fu Panda. Wow. That guy looks like he hit every buffet in San Francisco.
Kung Fu Expanda.
Yeah, well, there we go. Nice job, Kung Fu Expanda. Very good. I like that one. Kung Fu Expanda. I mean, seriously, dude. That guy
you
is...
You can see the stitching on his uniform is screaming.
He's stretching stuff. I mean, word has it there were like four equipment guys on to try to get his clothes on. You know, because that thing was all stretched out. I mean, seriously. Kung Fu Panda right now, he walks and there's earthquakes. And people in San Francisco would be freaking out, but it's an earthquake. No, it's Pablo Sandoval. He's walking. That's probably what's going on in San Francisco right now in Northern California. Every time he walks, there's a seismic reading on what's going on with Pablo Sandoval. Hey, this is nuts, dude. Think about that. How do you play baseball? How do you bend over for a grounder if you're Pablo Sandoval? I mean, think about this. Pregnant women look skinnier than Pablo Sandoval right now. Pablo Sandoval looks like he's pregnant with quadruplets. And he looks like he's 4 months overdue. I mean, Pablo Sandoval's pregnant for 13 months right now. That's really what's going on. Pablo Sandoval is so big, they have closed down all the buffets in Northern California. Not because of COVID, because of Pablo Sandoval. Hey, this is impressive. I mean, from one fat guy to another, and there's always that fat guy that's athletic and can overcome the fatness. Like when I was a kid, we'd watch What's Happening and we'd go, how does Rerun dance like that? You know what I mean? And then you watch Refrigerator Perry scoring touchdowns, dunking basketball. How does he do that? Right? There are these special big people that you can tell they're amazing athletes because they still do amazing things and yet they're carrying around four other human beings. It's impressive, man. I got to give Pablo Sandoval some credit. I mean, I know the manager says he's not, you know, Gabe Kapler says he's not worried, but I'd be worried. I'd be worried about Pablo's health. I'm not worried about him playing. Obviously, the fat guy can play baseball. I mean, Babe Ruth, there you go. Big fat guy, one of the greatest of all time. What was the name of the Mets guy? Sid Fernandez, whatever. They're all the same. I can say that. Anyway, so Sid had an ass that was the size of an 80-inch screen. Seriously, they would ask Sid Fernandez to take over at certain drive-ins because their screen was down. They could use his ass. I mean, that's kind of what it was with Sid. Pablo Sandoval, I mean, in today's COVID world, he might be able to be a big screen in the drive-in.
You got to think that the MLB's like, God, if this guy makes the team, it just makes us look so non-athletic. This is a guy, an embarrassment to the MLB.
Nah, not really. Right? I mean, no. The history of the game is known with a fat guy named Babe Ruth.
Yeah, but he ain't no Babe Ruth.
He's been a hell of a player. He's put up numbers fat for years.
Yeah, but he's got somebody in the locker room tying his shoe for him because he can't bend over and tie it himself.
As long as he can hit the baseball, that's all that matters. That's my point, that there are
no
those guys.
For you.
That it's so impressive that there are those athletes that get overweight and still can manage to get it done. I mean, this guy gets older and fatter every year, and yet somehow or another he's pitching. What's this guy's name? He's retired right now. He's waiting for somebody. He's pitched for the Mets.
Bartolo Colon.
I mean, Bartolo Colon gets...
He hit his first home run.
Bartolo...
against the Padres last year.
Bartolo Colon can no longer go into locker rooms. He just doesn't fit through the door anymore. He has to go in through the service entrance of every stadium because that's nice and wide. I mean, that's kind of what's happened with Bartolo. You know what I mean? Yet, somehow or another, he weeble wobbles all the way to the mound. And he still pitches.
So he comes out of that big opening between the two bullpens in the outfield?
Yeah.
Because he can't go through the dugout?
I mean, it's impressive. I got to, you know.
You know what? Speaking of a guy that blew up, you remember Miggy, our guy.
Yes.
That went to Detroit.
Yeah. But
he got a little
chunky. But, you know, he had an alcohol issue.
Oh, he's too thirsty?
Yeah, he had an alcohol issue. That was his problem there. All right, we got to wrap it up here on the show. We got to thank all the folks, as always, out here to make it nice and easy here at Inter Miami. We got to thank Bill and Philippe, as always, getting it done on audio and video here on the program. Tomorrow we'll be at VSS West Pines having some fun. Come on out there and join us. We'll have a blast, and we'd love to meet you. We'll be out there from starting off at 12 o'clock. Hopefully we'll be having some fun with the boys, and then we'll be out here ready to go for a little football action. We will see you guys later. We will see you tomorrow. Be safe out there. We thank our super chatters, Ray Grulong and Cookie Vice. As always, thank you for super chatting. Appreciate all of you for tuning in, watching, however it is you download the show at any time of night, day, whatever. Love you all for that.
Wow.
Recent research has shown...
Super chat.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, you're getting focused on all the wrong sort of details here. You need to forget about all the normal rules that apply in society.
Wasted no time. Super chat. I thought it was really, 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 really cool.
You should all be very proud of yourself.
I have no response.
Super chat.
That was perfect.
Yes, it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We will see you guys tomorrow. You be good out there. Be safe. All right?
Have a good one.